ShasiLuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Yechiel Spira. Maseches Shavuos is dedicated to B'schus Shavuos Shleima from Moshe Yosef ben Sarah Rivka.
Shavuos Daf Memtes. The Gemara starts at top of the Omid, Omer Rav Huna, V'chol Megalgalin Chutz B'Sachar She'im Megalgalin. All people that are Chayv HaShavuos were Megalgal other Shavuos out of that Shavuos, besides V'Sachar. Sachar is different. Rav Chista Omar, L'chol Eimakilim Chutz B'Sachar De'Bakilim. We're not making on any other mechuyev shvua besides v'sacher. And the Gemara asks, "My benayu, what's the difference between Rav Huna and Rav Chista? Ike benayu liftayach loy." So Rashi explains that there's a special kul over here in sacher. Rashi's mazbe, the reason is because since the whole shvua of sacher is only the hafis daitish balabais, Ikra did he shouldn't have to make a shvua, like the Gemara explains earlier on in the parak. Therefore, we're not megalgal on this. Once he's mechuyev this shvua, we're not megalgal other shvus. Other tvius. We're not megalgim to make a shvua on other tvius. And Rav Chista holds of the same din. And the nafkamida, the Gemara's Ikka Benayi Lufteyach Loi, Rashi explains, is a nafkamida ba'alma. The reason why Rav Huna said it over in a lashon of the Chol Begalgalin and Rav Chista said it over in a lashon of the Chol Emakilin, they're both saying the same din. This is a machlegis ba'alma. What is the din Gilgal? Rav Huna holds that the din Gilgal ba'alma is that Bezdin themselves goes. Bezda themselves go, and they say we could be begalgo other types. Masha Enkein, Rav Chista holds that, no, we never go and be begalgo other types ba'alma. Only when the Baldover comes along and he asks us, could I please be begalgo a shvua on this tvia, a shvua on this tvia also, then we go and we're begalgo. And therefore, Rav Chista, Rav Huna said, the whole begalgalin, Bezda's begalgo all other mechuyavi shvua besides v'sacher. Mashiach Rav Chista didn't use such a lashon, but Bez is never begalgal. It's only the person himself could go be teveya. And that Rav Chista said, we're not makel on the mechuyev shvua not to have a din gilgal when the teveya is teveya the gilgal, only by sachar then we're makel. That's a Rashi learns the machlekes Rav Huna and Rav Chista. The Ritzva brings down Rashi and he speaks out that lefi Rav Huna. That they were having a miyat in sachar, that sachar is different than all other mechuyavi shvua, it's only in the halacha that bez is not megalgal. But what happens, the fear of huna, if the baldover, the teveya is teveya gilgal, and he says, I want to be megalgal, what would be the din over there by sachar? But kol mechuyavi shvua, bez themselves are megalgal. We don't have to ask, the teveya doesn't have to specially request the gilgal. By Sacher, says the Ritva, even though Rav Huda says that Sacher has a kula, that Bezer will be Begalgal, but says the Ritva, the person could still be Tevea Gilgal. The person could still be Tevea Gilgal. Masha'igin like Rav Chista, it's Pasha, not like that. Rav Chista holds the whole deep Gilgal is what he's Tevea. And Afal Pikin, Rav Chista is saying that there's enough Gemina between all Mechiyavi Shvua and Sacher. So it comes out, says the Ritva, there's two Machlaikis in Rav Huna and Rav Chista. There's one Machlaikis Rav Huna and Rav Chista, what's the did Ba'alma, and totally in that, there's another machlekes. They both hold it. There's a kula in sacher. Like Rav Huna, the din ba'alma is that bez is begalgal, so there'll be a kula in sacher that bez won't be begalgal. But habmiya, the teveya could still be teveya gilgal even by sacher. Mashigel Rav Chista that the whole din ba'alma in all other mechuyavi shvua is that the person could be teveya gilgal. So the kula in sacher is that even when he's teveya gilgal, the halacha is that we don't allow him to be megalgal onto a sacher. In Sibbet Tzadi Dalid, where the Torah breaks down this halacha, the Bach, the Beis Yosef discusses this nice of the Ritva, and the Bach says that no, he learns, the Bach argues on this Ritva, and he says that the Huna's din of Chutz B'Sacher is not only that Bez is not megalgal, it's what din that there's no din gilgal b'chlal on the Shvua of the sacher. And he's medayik in the Loshan HaGemara. He says, why is Rav Huna so mayrich? Am Rav Huna l'chol megalgalin chutz misacher she'im megalgalin. He could have just said, Am Rav Huna l'chol megalgalin chutz misacher. Why does he have to add on those two words, she'im megalgalin? Says the Bach, he's coming to say that chutz misacher were not megalgal b'chlal, even when the Baldover is teveya. And the Sma over there in Tzimtzum HaNidal and Sefkat HaHei also assumes like the Bach, that even the fear of Huna, there's no din gilgal b'chlal on a sacher. Now the Ritva brings down another pshat in the Gemara, not like Rashi. He says that both Rav Huna and Rav Chista coming along and saying there's no tegilgal on a sacher. The Gemara asks, "My benayu, ikka benayu leftoyach loy." So the Ritva explains that what the Gemara means to say is the whole megalgal chutz b'sacher says Rav Huna that would not megalgal, but that's only if the socher comes and is teveya his schos, not to be megalgal. Means Bezer will go ahead and go, if there's a Gilgul Shvua over here, Bezer will go along with the regular Din Gilgul Shvua, the regular process of Gilgul Shvua, just like every other Mechuyiv Shvua. This is a special schus that a sucker has to tell Bezin that I don't want you to be begalgam Yeshua. I want to just swear and take my money. I don't want to have any other, don't bring in any other Didei Torah. I want to just swear on this Nidin of my money that I work for and take my money. And Rav Huna holds that if the sucker doesn't go ahead and be teveya his schus, then we're going to go and be begalgal. Rav Chista holds that we're mekel. By sucker we're mekel, and Bezin will go ahead and activate his schus and say we're not allowing any Gilgal on the sucker. That's what it means to say, my b'nai, ikka b'nai, luftoyach loy, is Bezin paiseach, does Bezin go ahead and say that, go along themselves, and say that we're not going to be begalgal the sacher. So l'chair you have to understand this pshat in the ritva, l'chair, what if there's a din gilgal on a sacher? So then, even if he's tevei, he shouldn't be able to stop the gilgal. And if there's no din gilgal on the shua of a sacher, so why would Bezin go ahead and make a gilgal? What would be the pshat in Rav Huna's Rav Huna's chilek there, Rav Huna's making it the sacher has to go and be teveya his chos. If it's a din gilgal on a shvua, there should be a din gilgal. If not, not. So the chayyim you can explain this ritva. I'll pee what he says in the pshat in the whole din of chutz misacher. Why is a sacher different than all of the shvua? So Rashi's masber. The reason is because the shvua of a sacher is a different type of shvua. It's a shvua that's only lahafis daitish shalbal abayis. The ritva he brings down this svara, but he brings another svara. He says the reason is because we're mekel on a sacher, bishum kidei chayav, someone worked, and now he's not going to be able to get the money that he worked for. We don't want him to have problems that all of a sudden the Baal Bais is begalgan him all different tvias and all different tainas that he's not going to want to make a shvua on, and then he'll walk away with pachi nefesh and he won't end up taking his money. So we want to make sure that the sacher can walk away with his schar that he worked for. He has the ability to go just make the shvua and walk away with his schar. Im Kain, Lefi Zeh, comes out that Be'etzem, the Shvua of a Sacher has a Din Gilgal just like every other Shvua. It's not a different type of Shvua like Rashi's Masber. Svara is not because the Shvua is different. Like Rashi explains, it's a different type of Shvua. So then it will be Mistavra to say, if it's a whole different type of Shvua like Rashi's Masber, that there wouldn't be a Din Gilgal B'chlal. Befrat, it would be very good Lefi how the Bach and the smaller in Rashi, that Rashi holds, both the fear of Huna and the fear of Chista, there's no Din Gilgal B'chlal on a shvua of a sacher, mashik in the ritva, in this pshat, how the ritva is masber that the be'etzem we are megalg on a sacher. Just the sacher has a schus; he has a right to go be teveya. That I don't want you to be megalgo. That would be very good. We'd be able to understand it very well if you the svar of the ritva brings that the reason why we make on a sacher is not because the shvua is different. Be'etzem is shvua is the same as every other shvua, and we can have it in gilgal. Just Bezu is besaken him to have a right to say I don't want to be megalgo kidei chayav. A special thing kidei chayav that he should be able to walk away with his money. So it would make sense that Bezin would only give this din when the sucker goes and asks, makes a special request to Bezin that he doesn't want to have a gilgal and he wants to go just make this shvua and walk away with his money. The Rambam in Hilchos Schiris Perikin Aleph Halacha Tes, the Rambam brings down our Gemara. And the Rambam writes, Sucher habal yishava imachmirin olav ve'imagan lo olav klal El Nishmash Lenotava Yitol, which is the Lashon of Rav Huna. He then goes on and says, Olachol Anishbon, Imakilin Chutzmina Sacher, Shemakilin Olov, Upoisrin Loitrila Vaimle Altitzar Atzmacha Hashbe Vetoil, which is the din of Rav Chista, Lachol Makilin, Chol Imakilim, Chutzmi Sacher de Makilim. And the Ram uses the Lashon, that Upoisrin Loitrila Vaimle Altitzar Atzmacha Hashbe Vetoil, which is the Lashon of Rav Toyach Loi. So he brings down Rav Chista's din. So the Baga Mishta learns up the Rambam, but the Rambam learns like the pshat that we brought from the Ritva, the second pshat that we said over from the Ritva in the Gemara, that the Machlekes of Huna and Rav Chista is, does Bezin himself say that we don't want you to don't make a Gilgal, or Rav Huna held that no, that the Gilgal is only if you're Teveya, if the Sakh is Teveya. That says the Baga Mishta is what the Rambam is paskening over here, that we're placing like Tchila v'oimlai al titzar atzmacha hashba v'tol. So Lefida Bagat Mishnah, the Rambam is passing like Rav Chista. He's passing like Rav Chista, and he's learning the Gemara like the Ritva, that Rav Chista is coming to say is that even though the sucker doesn't say anything, Bezin themselves will come along and say that you don't make a Gilgal. We're Pesachle that you don't need to make a Gilgal, just make a Shvua on this moment, and you don't need to make a Gilgal. I guess Mishnah asks on this Magat Mishnah's Pshat, two Aras. First of all, he says, why is the Rambam passing like Rav Chista? Chayyeh the klal should be we should pass like Rav Huna. Rav Huna was rabbi der Rav Chista, and the chayyeh the klal in a machlokes Rav Huna Rav Chista would be halchisa ker Rav Huna, and not like Rav Chista. Secondly, asks the Kesef Mishnah, why does then the Rama bring down the lashon of Rav Huna also? He first brings the lashon of Rav Huna, then he brings down the din of Rav Chista. If he's passing like Rav Chista, he should just leave out the first part. Just bring down the din of Rav Chista. So therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah, l'chayyeh the pshan the Rambam is like the Ran. The Ran on the Rif says the pshan the Rambam. The Ran is b'dayik in the Rif that the Rif also brings down both Rav Huna and Rav Chista. So therefore, says the Ran, it will be mashba from the Rif that the Rif holds that Rav Huna and Rav Chista aren't being chaylik, and they're coming and they're saying two different halachas. He learned the Gemara differently than all other Rishonim. Rav Huna is the din like all the other Rishonim learn that Rav Huna is coming along and saying there's no din Gilgal on a Sacher. All people that are Mechayev Shua have a din Gilgal. Chutzvi Sacher doesn't have a din Gilgal. And Rav Chista, says Duran, is coming along and saying a new halacha that any other Mechayev Shua, Bezin doesn't encourage them to make a Shua. They say, you can be Doitel B'Shua. Masha'enkis, over here, Rav Chista is coming to be Mechadish that by a Sacher, we want to make sure the Sacher gets his money, so we're Mekilin, which the Gemara explains that we're Peseach Loi. We tell him, go, do al tzarat, like the Rambam says. Go, don't be mitzvah yourself. Go, make a shvuah and take your money. We encourage him to make the shvuah. And the Ran brings it. That's how it's mashma in the Rambam. Like his pshat, that Rav Huna and Rav Chista aren't arguing. They're coming to say two separate halachas. And the Kesef Mishnah over there is moisif and explains. So what does the Gemara mean by Mai Binayu? Mai Binayu seems to be that there's a machloikis, and we're coming to say what's between them. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Gemara, Be'emes, didn't understand this. The Gemara thought that Rav Chista was also saying over Rav Huna's din of Gilgal, like the other Yishayim learned. And that the Gemara and the Teretz, Ikke Benayu Liftoyachloi, is coming to say that Rav Chista is saying a whole new din. Rav Chista is coming to say a din of Liftoyachloi, that we're Peseach to the Sacher, and we tell him, don't worry, make the Shvuah, a whole different halacha, nothing to do with Gilgal. So therefore, says the Kesef Mishnah, it's very good. The Ram brings down two separate din, and he brings down Rav Huna's din, and he brings down Rav Chista's din, like the Ram learns up in the Rif, and that's the Ram brings down the Rambam, that this is the Pshat in the Rambam, not like the Magen Mishnah. So it comes out in this Machlekes Rav Huna Rav Chista, we had three Pshatim. We had Shitas Rashi, that Rav Huna Rav Chista are both coming to say Halacha that you don't have Gilgal. And the Machlekes is, what's the din of Gilgal Ba'alma? Is the din Gilgal Ba'alma that Bez is Begalgal, or the din Gilgal Ba'alma is that the Baal Dover has to be Teveya the Gilgal? And we said in Rashi, in Rav Huna Shita, that Ba'alma Bez is Begalgal, Mashekis Socher Nat. We had a Machlekes Ritva against the Bach and the Sma, whether or not by the Sacher could the Baal did be Teveya or Gilgal. That was the first Pshat in the Sugya. Then we said over the Ritva brings another Pshat, the Magen Mishnah learns, the Rambam learns this way, that the Machlekes is whether or not does the Sacher have to be Teveya by Bezin, that I don't want to swear a Gilgal, I don't want the Gilgal, or does Bezin automatically not give the Din Gilgal on a Sacher? And then we said a third Pshat that the Ram learns in the Rif, in the Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, is machzik in this pshat, that Rav Huna and Rav Chista aren't arguing. Rav Huna is coming to say halacha that a sacher doesn't have a din Gilgal, and Rav Chista is coming to say a din that we peseach and we encourage the sacher to go ahead and make his shvua and take his money. And there's a Teisa Rosh over here on the Sugyo. The Teisa Rosh says that the Chayra, the feed of pshat, Rashi's pshat in the Sugyo, comes out that Rav Chista holds that the whole din Gilgal is only when the Baal Dover is Teveya Gilgal. The Teisa Rosh is bothered that what do we, the whole Bekar of Gilgal is from Saita. And by Saita, it says Teisa Rosh, it seems that we always, the halacha is, we're Begalgal Shvua, that Ami Miish Se, Ami Miish Acher, that we're Begalgal Shvua from a different person also. That's Gilgal Shvua. And says the Teisa Rosh, the Baal of the Isha doesn't have to go be Teveya to the Kayin to go be Begalgal on her another Shvua. We're automatically, the Kayin automatically is Mashbiar on Beimi Ishseh, both on the person that she was Bekan, that the Baal was Bekan, Beimi Ishacher. So says the Teisa Rosh, we see clearly that there's no such halacha. We don't need to have that the Baal Dover should be Teveya the Gilgal. Therefore says the Teisa Rosh, that Rav Chista holds, argues on Rav Huna, and says that Ba'alma, the halacha of Gilgal needs to be Dafka, have a tefiyah, it's only by a Shvuah Derabanan, but by a Shvuah Deraisa, like Soita, Rav Chista's money to Rav Huna, and Ikar Adin, by a regular Shvuah Deraisa, Bezdin is Begalgal. If you look in the Ritva, in Kedushin Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis, he's also bothered by this problem of Teisa Rosh, the head of Rav Chista, that seems to say in our sugya that Ba'alma, you're not Bezin doesn't have to go be Begalgal Shvuah How does this work out with the din of Saita? So says the Ritva, no, we can answer the kasha. Saita is different. He says Saita is not a nidra of mammon. Saita is a nidra of iser. He says the Ritva, klapi iser, kol yisrael raving zebazet. And every din, every yisrael has a din of a bal dover, klapi the iser. Klapi the iser that we're donning is, did this isha become nesra labailo? Did she become a saita? Did she become asa labailo? In such a thing, every person in Kaisel could be a bal dover. We don't need dafka the bal to go be megalgal. And therefore says the Ritva, the kohen could go be megalgal. He could also have a din of a bal dover. And therefore says the Ritva, there's no raya. And therefore the Ritva says that, like Rav Chista, even by Shavu Dei Raisa, the halacha is that we need to have that the bal dover should go be teveya the gilgal. That by Saita, we don't need the Baal, is only because by Saita, the Kohen also has a Din Baal Dover. Because the Gabi Isser, Kol Yisrael, Raven Zebazah, and every single person has a Din Baal Dover. Chodesh Tik Esfar from the Ritva on Kedushin Daf Chav Zayin and Beis. But the Arsameach, in Hilchas Toyim V'Nitin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Yebeis, is Medayik in the Rambam, in Hilchas Saita, and Perek Dal, Halacha Yed Zayin, that the Rambam over there will be Mashma, that in a Chanami. By Saita also, the Rambam's Lashon over there is that the Baal has a right to be Begalgal or other Gilgulim. It's Mashma and the Rambam, the Inachanami, not like the Toysa Rosh and the Ritva assumed with Anocha Pshuta, that the Din Gilgal by Saita doesn't need a Tfiyas HaBaal. It would be Mashma from the Rambam, says Dar Sameach, that every Gilgal needs to have Dafka Tfiyas HaBaal. And therefore it will come out, the Kasha would be the other way. The Kasha would be under Rav Huna. The Rav Huna holds that you don't need Tfiyas HaBaal. So the Arsameach just adds that this whole kasha was only in Rashi Shita that learned that this is the Nidin of the Sugya. The Fida Rambam, the Arsameach brings down the Fida Maga Mishnah's Mahalach in the Rambam. That wasn't the Nidin of the Sugya Bechal. We could say either way. Either we could say always Bez is Begalgal, Bez is not Begalgal. There's no Rai in our Sugya how the Din Gilgal Ba'alma is. And therefore says the Arsameach, the Rambam will hold that Ba'alma Alocha is always that the Baal Dover has to be Tevea Gilgal, both by Saita and by all other Shavuos. And who Din, if you learned the Ram like the Kesef Mishnah also, Rav Chista was discussing a new Din, Rav Huna was the only one that discussed Gilgal, and we don't therefore have any Echrich how to learn what the Din Gilgal was. Was it Din Gilgal that Bez is Begalgal, or was it Din Gilgal that the Baal Dover has to be Teveya? Now there's another place in Shas where there's a riot to this Nidin. There's a Gemara in Bar Matzia Daf Dal Rabban Aleph for the Gemara. A kapanim in the Havim Yidol Fisam Rishayim Etz Maskana wants to learn out the Shvuah Derab Chia. Chia is Mechadish a Shvuah that just like we have a Shvuah Moedim a Mikzah, so Chia is Mechadish a Shvuah. If you have a Shvuah that Edim a Meir on a Mikzah of a Taino, also the halacha is that you have to make a Shvuah similar to a Moedim a Mikzah. And the Gemara says that we could learn this out kapanim from a Tzadah Shava from Gilgul Shvuah the Eid Echad. Where it's someone's Teveya $100 and the Eid Echad is made on 50, so the halacha is Pasha, he has to make a Shvuah on that 50. But who Adinu can be Begalgal Shvuah on the rest. So the Gemara says we can learn out from there, even with two Eidim are made on a Momin of $50, that you have to make a Shvuah on the rest. So the Chedushe Aran over there, Bamatiyah Daftala, and the Muki Yosef over there, they both ask that L'chayr Gilgal Shvuah is different than a Shvuah's Maidim Mikzas. Gilgal Shvuah, the fear of Chista, you have to be Teveya. Might even mix us if someone's might even mix us at Bezdin or the Gemara. What the Gemara is trying to learn out over there to Shvuah Derab Chia, where two Eidim are made in Bezdin. The halacha is you don't need to be Teveya the Shvuah. Automatically, Bezdin's battle on the Nitva Shvuah. So how could ask the Ran? How could the fear of Chista we learn out from Gilgal Shvuah Deir Echad? Gilgal Shvuah Deir Echad is not the same din as a Shvuah Derab Chia, as a regular Chia of Shvuah. It's only a Gilgal, and the fear of Chista Gilgal. You need to have the Baal Dover to be Teveya. So says the Ran in the Muki Yosef, like the Tosfos Rosh. That Shvuah Deraisa is different. Shvuah Deraisa is different. Therefore, it's not Shveri. Rav Chista agrees to Rav Huna by Shvuah Deraisa. And that's the pshat in the Gemara, Shvuah is daft out. So the question is that both of the Shitas HaRambam, which starts at Meach, is Bedayik, holds that every Shvuah, even the fear of Huna, for everyone, every Shvuah needs to have that the Baal Dover is Teveya. And both the fear of Ritva, that the Ritva also holds that all Shvuah Deraisa, Rav Chista also argues. The Ritva spoke out by Saita was different, by a regular Shvuah of Mamin, Rav Chista's din, that you need the Baal Dover to be Teveya, is even by a Shvuah Deraisa, not like the Tosfos Rosh, and not like this Ran and Muki Yosef. So the Chayr is going to be Shver on them. How did they learn this Gemara in Baal Metziah Daf Dalet? So the Rav Chetzkel Abramsky in Chazon Yecheskel, over here in Shvuas, on the Tosefta Perek Hey, Halacha Gimel, and Rav Shmuel Rezavsky, in Chedushi Reb Shmuel Bar Metzia Simen Hey Oisain, they both are mechaved to one svara. Reb Chatzkel Bramsky learns it up in the Tesefta. There they say that there's two different types of Gilgal Shvuah. There's one Gilgal Shvuah where we have one Nidin and Bezdin, and the Baldavar becomes Mechoyev Shvuah, the Nitzvah becomes Mechoyev Shvuah. Now the Teveah brings up all different old tainus, all different old fights that he had with this Nitzvah, and he wants him now to go make a Shvuah. There's another Echatipsa, like the case of the Gemara Bamatzia over there, where now in distant Torah, I was Teveah, you owe me $100. The Tviah, one tain is on the whole $100. And now, Ayid Echel came in a part of the Tviah, and I have a Koyach to make you make a Shvuah on half of the Tviah, on $50 of this $100. So then, says Rabbi Chatzal Abramsky, says Rabbi Shmuel Rezovsky, over there, everyone agrees I can now go be Begalgal on the rest of my Tviah. On that Tviah itself, that's different. Over there, even the Rambam, even the Ritva agree, the fear of Chista, you could go be Teveh, you could go be Megalga on that Tviah itself. The whole din that the Rambam holds, you need to come along and you need to have a Tviah of a Baldover, and the Ritva holds the fear of Chista, you need a Tviah of a Baldover, is only when the Shvuah is on, when the Gilgal is going on a whole new Taina, but when the Gilgal is on this Taina Minei Obey, where I have a Chiyah of Shvuah, over there, the Halacha is that I could go be Megalgal, even Bezu will go be Megalgal without the Baldover going to be Teveh. It's a stronger Gilgal, it's a more carved to get Gilgal, and you don't need the Baldover to be Teveh over there. So it comes out, we have a big Machlekes, we show him what the halacha of Gilgal is, Akapadam Lefir of Chista. Right, we have a Machlekes, Teisarosh, the Ran, Muki Yosef, against the Ritva. What's the deal of fear of Chista? The Ritva says that Rav Chista is talking about all Shvuas, the Teisarosh, the Ran, and the Muki Yosef say that no, Rav Chista is only talking about a Shvuah Derabanan, not a Shvuah Deraisa. And the Rambam, the third Shita, he holds that both the fear of Huna, both the fear of Chista, he holds that everyone, the halacha is that the only time you have a Gilgal is only when the Baldover is Teveh. And there was two rayas to the Shita, Satei Sarash, Aran, and Mukiyas. If there's a raya from the din of Saita, so on that, the Ritva answered the raya that Saita is different because it's Isser and everyone has a din Baldover. The Rambam holds that it's not true, the Hanach is not true, and by Saita also the Baldover has to be Teveh. And then we brought down another raya that the Ran and Muki Yosef bring from the Sugya Bar Matzia Daf Dalid, that's more over there, that the Din Gilgal is exactly like a regular Shvuah, so it must be that the Din Gilgal is that Bezid himself are Mechayev, the person to make the Shvuah. And we said a Tichri from the Achrayim, from Reb Cheskel Abramsky and Reb Shmuel, that over there it's different because it's one big Tevil. The Gemara goes on, brings the Mishnah about Shvius Mishametz Shvuah. The Gemara asks, Binani, really, where is the Makar to this Chiddush Din that Shvius is Mishametz Shvuah? Omer of Gidol, Omer Rav, the Omer Akra, Zedvar Shvita, Vafilu Dibur Mishametz. Even a Dibur, even a Shvuah, the halacha is Shvita is Mishabet. The Rajba, over here in Chedushim and the Ran, that is Kasha with a Kasha. They ask at Lachayro, what's it to get this whole Chiddush Din of a Shvuah being Mishamet? Lachayro, anyhow, I'm not Mechiv to pay the Chayv anymore. Whatever the need of the Shvuah was, we had a Chayiv moment over here that we were doubting whether or not I was Chayiv or not, and now you want me to make a Shvuah on that, the Shvius will be Mishamet that Chayiv. So what's it again, the whole din that Shvius is Mishamet the Shvuah? Anyhow, Shvius is Mishamet the Chayiv. You know, if there's no Chayiv, you can't make a Shvuah. So they answer, the Rajman and the Ran, they answer up here Yushalmi. Yushalmi says that if the Nitva, the Loiv is Kaifer in the Chayiv before Shmita, so then the Halacha is Shvius is not Mishamet. Shvius is only Mishamet by a Chayiv, where he's Moedi, he has to pay it, or the Baldover has a Raya that he has to pay it up. But if there's no Raya, that the Baldover has no Raya, and he's Kaifer in the Chayiv Lagamri, so then Shvius is not Mishamet. And if after Shvius, the Nitva is Moedi, that he's Chayiv, he has to pay it. Shvius is not Mishamet on a milveh that you were Kaifer in. Pashas the beer is, because that's not cool. Lo Yigais means so a chayv that I could be teveya, I shouldn't be teveya. A chayv that I can't be teveya, the person I have no raya and he's being kaifer in the chayv, that's not nichol on the parsha of the Yigais that should have the parsha of Shemitah on it. Now the Ran then goes on, and the Ran explains, so why be'emes is Shvius being Meshamet the Shvuah? We're saying now that a milva that you kaifer in Shvius is not Meshamet, so why is it now, why is it Meshamet the Shvuah? So the Ran says that that's all on the Tzadak Fira. But the Hidah, by a Maidan Mikas, when I'm Maidan half, on the Hidah Shvius is Mishamet. So therefore, says the Ran, that Kivit Shesh Shmita Oysa Mikset Shahidabai, Nimtsa Shaini Ela Kaifer Akol. Once Shvius is Mishamet the Hidah, so we have no more Hidah left. It comes out that I remain a Kaifer Akol. And therefore, says the Ran, therefore, I'm not Chayiv the Shua, that's why Shvius is Mishamet the Shvua. Because since Shvius is Mishamet the Hidah, and I have no idol left to be mechayiv me. So therefore, says the Ram, that's why the halacha is that I'm not chayiv the shvuah after shvita. That's why shvias is b'shabbat as a shvuah. The Rajba and Chedushim is Mashba a little differently. The Rajba seems to say that the reason why Shvius is B'Shamet the Shvua, because on the Shvua, there is a lo yigos, because I could be Teveya the Shvua. In the Chalami, the mom and you were Kaifer, and I have no way to be Teveya. But once you're Chayv a Shvua, then I could be Teveya. And that's why the Shvius is B'Shamet as a Shvua. Now this Ran, the Achreinim, are very Niskash in this Ran. Kipshutai, the Ran is explaining the reason why Shvius is B'Shamet as a Shvua. It's because since the Haidah is Nishmat, then, therefore, automatically, the Shvuah is also Paka. So the Gedulei Truma and Shar Mem Hei Ois Yibes is a skash on the Ram that if this is the reason why Shvius is Meshamet as a Shvuah, so why do we need a Gzeres HaKosov that Shvius is Meshamet as a Shvuah? Why is the Ar Gemara need to bring a Pasuk? It's Pashit. It's a Svara. Once you're Meshamet the Yidah, you don't have any Yidah left. You remain a Kaifar HaKol. Kaifar HaKol is not Chayv HaShvuah. Well, of course, Shvius is Meshamet the Yidah. That's the Pasuk not coming to tell me Achilles Shvius is Meshamet the Yidah. The Yidah is a regular Chayimamin. So Shvius is Meshamet the Yidah. So ask the Gedulei Truma, why do you need a new Pasuk? There's no special Chiddush over here. Shvius takes care of the Yidah. Once there's no Yidah, you made a Kaifer HaKol, like the Ran explains. At the Birchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Tofai and Zayin and Oysi Gimel, he asks that, L'chay, we don't find such a thing. We never find such a halacha that when someone becomes Nifta from his Yidah, then he becomes Nifta from his Shvuah. When someone pays up his Yidah, he's still chayiv a shvuah. If someone's meichel is aydah, he's still chayiv a shvuah. As long as b'shas aydah, it was aydah that was b'chayiv to pay mamin, just because afterwards I became nifter from my aydah, that's not a svar to pata you. That's not a svar that you become pata from Yeshua. So what does the Ram mean to say that because shvius b'shamet aydah, that's why you remain a kayfer kol, you're not chayiv a shvuah? So Reb Chaim, in Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel, in Perek Tes Halacha Vav, he in the parentheses, has a Shtikol Torah in the Rambam, we'll see in a few minutes, but in parentheses over there, he brings down this Ran, and he brings down the Michas Chinuch's Kasha on the Ran. The Luchay of the Ran is very shver. What's the difference if Shvi is Pathers? So therefore, Reb Chaim says that the Pshat in the Ran's not coming to explain, not like the Pashas Mashmoy is a Ran. The Ran's not coming to explain why Shvius Meshamet is a Shvur. The reason why Shvius Meshamet is a Shvur is because it's Xeris HaKosov that Shvius Meshamet is a Shvur. The Ran's not coming to explain that. The Ran has a side question he's coming to answer. And if you look at the Kovet Shiurim from Rabbi Chanan and Ksubis and Oishin Chabez, he's Mecham and Mamash this Pshat from Rabbi Chaim. They say that the Ran was this kasha that in the Chalami, you're right, there's a Gzeres HaKosov, Shvius is Meshamet the Shvua. But after Shemitah, he still remains a Maid of a Mikzas. The Shvius is Mesal to Chayv HaShvua. But now after Shemitah, he's still a Maid of a Mikzas. He's still being Maidah, that he's Chayv money, and he's still being Kaifer in the other half. And the moment that he's Kaifer on, Shvius wasn't Meshamet, because that we brought from the Yushalmi, that Shvius is not Meshamet on Milva that you're Kaifer in. So you still remain a Maidu Mikzas. So in Chanami Shvius was Meshamet the Shvua, but now I should become Chayiv again. Why can I become Chayiv? Why can the Nitva become Chayiv again in the Shvua after Shvius? So it should never be a Geya, the Din, the Shvius is Meshamet the Sabbath Shvua. So Reb Chaim asked on himself, the Lachar is not true. Because we learned at the beginning, in Shvuas HaDayanim, there's a Halacha, that in order to be Chayiv a Maidu Mikzas, it has to be that the Haidah came after the Tfiyah. If the Haidah is caught in the Tfiyah, you're not Chayiv HaShvua. And Mechayr says to Chaim, even if the Baal Dovar or the Teveh will be Teveh again after Shmias, and he'll say that, oh, you already made it before Shmias, that can't be Mechayiv HaShvua. That Haidah was before this new Tfiyah that I'm coming to be Teveh after Shmias. But says to Chaim, it's not Shver, because I don't need to go be Teveh again to make you Mechayiv HaShvua. My Tfiyah is Chayim from before. I already made Teveh you before Shmias. That Tfiyah, says Reb Chaim, the Shvius is not Meshamet the Tfiyah, the Tfiyah is still there. And therefore says Reb Chaim, I have a Tfiyah from before Shvius, with a Yidah from before Shvius. That's Kayim Ba'imid, in a Chanami, there was the Chi of Shua that was till now became Shvius pushed away, Shvius pattered. But now I still have a Tfiyah with a Yidah that can be Mechayim me again. That's what was bothering the Ran. And that answers around a simple teretz, there's no Yidah anymore. The Yidah is bottle. And therefore, since there's no Yidah that's Kayim anymore, the Yidah is not Kayim Bechlal, so therefore, we can't look now and say that I should become chayiv again a shvuah. Now you're not about to be mixed anymore. We have no haidah anymore. Kayim haidah was besolik ayidei the hashmata of shvius. So we said over two. We said over the Rishonim's kasha l'chayra shvius is b'shamet l'chay. What's an egeah b'chlal l'alocha that shvius is b'shamet l'shvua? They're mazbal pidi Yushalmi. The Ran and the Rashi both are mazbal pidi Yushalmi. That a milva that you kaifer in the halacha is shvius. Shvius is not b'shamet. That's why I need a special dudin at shvius is b'shamet l'shvua. Now, why is Shvius Meshamet the Shvua? So the Rajma seemed to say a Svara. We'll see more about it. That because on the Shvua it's Kreet Bela, you guys. And the Ran seemed to say a Svara because the Haidah becomes Niftar and therefore I become Pater from the Shvua. That the Achrayim, the Pasha Pshan and the Ran, L'Chayr is very Shvara. The Achrayim ask that L'Chayr, first of all, I bezei why be the Pasuk? And the Mechaschinach adds that L'Chayr came. The Svara from the Ran is Shver. Because even if you become Pater, the Halach is you still be Chayiv a Shvua. And that we set up for Reb Chaim, Reb Chanon, that no, the Ran is coming to ask a new question, why can't it become Chayiv again a Shvua? On that, the Teretz is that you have no Eidah anymore, that Eidah is not Chayim anymore after Shvius, and that's why you can't become Mechayiv again a Shvua. Now there's another nice over here, what happens, the Maisa now that we have a new Xeris HaKosov, that the Shvius is Meshamet the Shvua, are we also Meshamet the Chayiv? Do we say that once I'm Meshamet the Shvua, I'm also Meshamet the Chayiv? Now the Rambam, and Hilchos Shmita v'Yovel in Perek Tes Halacha Ches brings down the din of the Yushalmi. The Rambam writes, "Alveyu v'tavoy v'kafar boy v'giyah Shmita v'hu b'kfirasoy." If someone's kafir in a chayiv and he's moida after Shvius, the halacha is he's chayiv to pay in Shvius mishametis. Now the Ravid understands Pashtus that this Rambam is talking about even in a case where he's chayiv a shvua, even in a story where he's chayiv a shvua, afal pikein. The halacha is that Shvius is not Meshamet the Chayiv, but he's still Chayiv in the Chayiv. So ask the Ravid from our Mishnah. The Ravid asks that there's a Mishnah Shvius, not like the Rambam. The Mishnah Shvius says, Shvius Meshamet says Hashua. So it would seem from the Ravid that the Ravid understood the Mishnah of Shvius Meshamet says Hashua, that not only is Shvius Meshamet the Shvua, Shvius is Meshamet the Chayiv also. Shvius is Meshamet the Chayiv also. The Mishnah doesn't mean to say that you only Meshamet the Shvua. The Mishnah means to say is that you Meshamet the Chayiv with the Shvua. With everything has a Shmat the Shvius. And Mechayiv the beer in the Ravid is that he learned like the Rajba, that the problem till why you weren't able to have the din of Shemitah on a milva that you Kaifer is because you like Kreet Abela, you guys. Because you had no way to be Teveit. But once you Chayiv a Shvua, so then you now have a way to be Tevei the Shvua. You can mud from him the Shvua. You can be Tevei from him the Shvua. And once you can do that, then we look at the whole Chayiv as something that's created by the Yigais, and you Meshamet the whole Chayiv. And that's what he asked on the Rambam from the Mishnah. The Rambam's Mashma, that any time you Kayfer in a Chayiv, Shvius is not Meshamet. Ask the Ravid, what do you mean? If you Chayiv a Shvua, then Shvius is Meshamet. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah says he has a Yishuv and a Rambam, that the Rambam learned like the Ran. The Rambam learned like the Ran that the reason why Shvius is Meshamet as Shvua is not because Kreet Bela Yigais, and therefore that will be a Svara that you should be Meshamet the whole Chayiv. The reason why Shvius is Meshamet as a Shvua is because it's Meshamet the Haidah. And once you Meshamet the Haidah, you have no Haidah left to be Mechayiv and Meshvua. So the Chayiv will be clear in the Kesef Mishnah that they didn't learn like Reb Chaim and Rabbi Chanan. It's clear he learned like the other Achoyim assumed, the Gduli Truma, like the Pashat reading of the Ran, the Gduli Truma and the Mechaz Chinuch. And therefore he answers the Rambam, that the Rambam did not have the whole Svara of the Ravid. The Ravid understood the Pshat in the din of the Mishnah is that the problem of the Yishalmi is that Loi Kreet Bela Yigais, and Shvua answers that problem. And therefore the Ravid holds, and therefore you should be Meshamet the whole Chayiv also. That the Pshat in the Mishnah is you Meshamet the whole Chayiv. Says the Kesef Mishnah, it's not the Pshat. The Pshat in the Mishnah is like the Ran, that once you Meshamet the Haidah, you Meshamet the Shvua also. And therefore, the chayiv remains, like the Rambam says, that the chayiv will remain after Shvius. The Tumim and Siman Samach Zayin, Tzivkat the Tess, he brings down this teretz of the Kesef Mishnah, and he asks on him, he says that the whole svar of the Ran is only negated by a maidim amiktsas. This is not a pshat to explain why Shvius is meshamet ul Shvus. It's only meshamet a case of maidim amiktsas. What happens if you have a Shvus Eid Echad? Then the Shvius shouldn't be meshamet at the svar of the Ran. If you look at the Dulei Truma over there, and Shar Memhei and Oysi Beis, he's also this kasha in this problem. But the Tumim speaks out that this is not a kasha on the Ran. The Ran, when he explains the Mishnah, this is not such a kasha. Because the Mishnah in the Chanami could be talking about only a Maidim Amiktsas. The Mishnah could be going back on Perek Shuas Adayonim, which the whole Perek is Oysi in Yonim Maidim Amiktsas. So even though it's a Chayra Koshi and the Tumim L'chayru were good, we're holding by the end of Perakol and Heshbon already by now. But it could be going back. The Tumim is happy to say that's going back on Shuas at the Yonim. And Ein Hanami, the Mishnah is only talking about a Shuas by the Mikzas. But says the Tumim, that's not a Yishuv in the Rambam. The Rambam is not talking about any Maid of Mikzas. We're in the middle of Shvita V'Yovel over here. And the Rambam in Perak Tes, Halacha Vav, brings down the Shvias Meshamet as a Shua. It's clear in the Rambam that it's Meshamet all Shvus. So therefore says the Tumim, the Rambam cannot learn like the Ran. The Rambam cannot learn that the reason why you putter by Shvias Meshamet as a Shua has something to do with Haidah. That's only a terrence for Maid of Mikzas. The Rambam is clear that the din of Shvias is Meshamet all Shvus. And therefore says the Tumim, to learn the Rambam Peter Ran is Kasha Ma'id. If you look in Reb Chaim is this Kasha Ma'id on the Ravid's Kasha. He's bothered a lot by the Ravid's Kasha. He doesn't understand. He says, why did the Ravid hold with such a Svar Pshuta that the Pshat and the Mishnah has to be that Shvi'is is Meshamet the whole Chayiv? It's not only Meshamet the Shvuah. The Chayiv, you can understand very clearly the Rambam Svarah. That even without the Ran, that the Gabi the Shvuah, where that I have a right to be Teveah from you the Shvuah, that on that there's a Din Shmita. My Sheikh in the Chayiv, even though I can be Teveah the Shvuah, but I can't be Teveah the Chayiv, I have no way how to be Teveah you the money. And therefore, as Reb Chaim of on the Chayiv, it should remain that like read Beva you guys. And the Chayiv, Shvuah shouldn't be Meshamet, and the Shvuah should be Meshamet. Reb Chaim is discussion, what's the reason, what's a Svara that the Ravid held with such a Svara Pshuta enough to ask a Kasha on the Rambam that it has to be that the Shvias is Meshamet the whole Chayiv. So says Reb Chaim that the Pshat and the Ravid is that the Ravid held that there's no such thing as Shemitah on a Shvuah. Shemitah is a din on a Chayiv Mamon. The whole din of Shemitah is to be Shomei Kol Baal Mashi Yodeh is a din on a Chayiv Mamon, on Mamonis. Reb Chaim says that even in the Mamon it's special din in what it has to be. It can't be stam any Chayiv Mamon. It has to be Dafka Zokveh B'milveh, Dafka a regular Halva. Not any chiyuv mamon. It's on a mamonistic din, says Reb Chaim. It's a mamonistic inyan, the din of Shamait. It doesn't apply b'chlal on a chiyuv shvuah such a din. And therefore the rival was muchrach to learn that the state of the din of the Mishnah is that once I have a chiyuv shvuah, and now it's kvina b'la yigais, then I could be mishamet the whole chayiv. But the rival held it's impossible to learn, like it seems the other Rishonim learnt that there's a Shmata on a Shvuah. So Chaim brings it to say for our Trumas is beforeish like this, that there's a Shmata on the Shvuah itself. The Ravid held that it's impossible to learn this way because the Ravid held Bisvara that the Din Shemitah is only a Din Amman. And Reb Chaim goes on and he says that the Rambam also seems to have learnt this way like the Ravid. He says if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam brings down our Din, a Shvuah, Meshametz as a Shvuah, the Rambam brings a whole different Pasuk. Rambam doesn't bring down the pasuk of Aragamar. The Rambam says, "Shenemar lo yigais b'kol makom lo yishalim v'lo yishava." Ask Reb Chaim, why is the Rambam bringing a new pasuk over here? What's wrong with the pasuk that Aragamar brings? V'zed v'arashmita. So says Reb Chaim that in Chanami the Rambam holds of Eretz Rasha, but the Rambam is explaining the din. But the Rambam was discussion like the Ravid was discussion. How could there be a din ashmata on a shvuah? So says Reb Chaim, what the Rambam's coming to explain over here is that in Chanami, there's no din of Shmait. There's no din of Shmata. The whole din that's chal over here is only the din lo yigos. This in Chanami Shvuah is not a din mamin, but Shvuah is a way how I'm teveya, it's a negisa of the chayiv. A Shvuah is a way how I could be mon the chayiv. I could say that, please give me the money, if not, make me a Shvuah. So Shvuah is a way how I could be teveya the chayiv, and therefore it goes in Chanami, it's not a mamin b'fnei atzmai, but it goes in to the negisa of the chayiv. And therefore, says Reb Chaim, that's why the Rambam had added a new pasuk by Yigas. It doesn't mean to darshan from the pasuk. He's just explaining where the din is chal. The din can't be chal with the regular din of a shmatas mamon. It has to be, because it's not a mamon of shvuah. It's only a din that it's chal, that it remains a din of lo yigas. The din of lo yigas is here, and that's what's mevatel, the din shvuah. Reb Chaim is mazber a little bit. He says that, of course, on every tvi, on every negisa of the chayiv, there's no chalois dinam on it, that it should be chal afgah from shmita. Shvi is not Meshamet Tvias. Shvi is not Meshamet Negisais. He says, Shvi is over here. The only reason why I have a Shvua is because Shvua Hami is a Chayv. Before in this Sugya, Chiddush, Lachar, in this whole Sugya of Shvi is Meshametsa, Shvua, Reb Chaim speaks it out here, that Shvua is not just a way how to be Tevea Mamun. Shvua, not just a din that the Baldur has to be Mevar Dvarov. It's a Chiyav that the Nitzvah has to the Tevea. It's a Chiyav, just like there's a Chiyav Mamun, there's a Chiyav Shvua.
And therefore, says Reb Chaim, it would apply the din that Shvias should be mevatalit. Not only did Hashmata, but the din Hashmata is only said a mamin, but Ayidina din lo yigais, it could be chal a din that you shouldn't be able to be teveya anymore. This negisa, this shvua, that's a negisa of the chayiv, that Shvias could be mevatal Ayidina din of lo yigais. So it's Yaisa l'chayr that we have a machlekes we shayin him. What happens over here? When Shvias is b'shabbat the shvua, the Ravid seems to make an anocha pshuta that Shvias is not only b'shabbat the shvua, it's b'shabbat the chayv also. The Kastamisha spoke out that the Ran is clearly not like that. The Ran learns whole different love this, that the Shvias is only b'shabbat the shvua with the haidah, the kfir remains. And we said that the Rambam also, the Rambam is before that the Ravid is coming to argue on, is before that not b'shabbat. That Meshamet the Chayiv said the Sefer Trumas is before like that, that the Rechayiv remains. And we just said over Reb Chaim Ahezber that the Ravid held that it has to be the Chayiv's Meshamet, it can't be that the Shvuah's Meshamet. And the Reb Chaim was Meisif, the Ram also be Yisoidi agrees to the Ravid's problem. He just holds that you can answer the problem by saying that in Chanami it is not the regular din of Shemitah, but it's still the din of Layigais, the Lav of Layigais still remains, and that's what's Bafkia, the Chayiv HaShvuah. There's another whole new psha in the Mishnah, what Mishnah means, Shvias Meshametis as Hashvua. The Chedushi Aran by us says it, Rabbi Kiv Eger in Mishnah, it's with Zayin Tarajbo, in Tshuva, Chedek Beis, in Shidai and Gimel, and they bring down a whole new psha in the Mishnah, a whole new meaning in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah that says, Shvias Meshametis as Hashvua, the Mishnah is talking about a case where a person was Chayiv Mammon to his friend, and he not only was he Chayiv to pay him, Medini Mammon is, he made a Shvua, Hashvua's Pitoi, that he's going to pay up the Chayiv. He made a shvua. He made a chaymer that he's to make sure he's going to pay up. He said shvua, and he made a shvua to his friend. He's going to pay up the chayv. And on that, the Mishnah is coming along and saying that even such a chayv that you made a shvua to pay, even this shvua you don't have to pay back. Even this chayv you don't have to pay back after Shemitah. Now the chayra, a regular shvua, shvias is not mishametz. It's a regular shvua. So why over here all of a sudden does he become potter from a shvua? In a chanami, the din mominus is paka. But why does he become potter from a shvua? So the chayyur, the pshat is, because the whole shvua was to pay up the chayv. Midine achayv, whatever the din of the achayv were, that was what the shvua was to do. And if, let's say, the teveh would be moichel the chayv, then he wouldn't be chayv a shvua, he wouldn't be chayv midine shvua to pay him up. The shvua was to be mekayim the dine peroin achayv. And once shvita comes and it's besalak the chayv, shvita is b'shabbat is achayv. So then the shvua doesn't apply. The shvua is only applicable kol's man. He was b'chayv to pay me din the chayv. So imkein the chayv. You have to understand why does the gemara need to bring a pasuk on such a thing? It's chayv pashta svara. If we're assuming that the whole shvua is only to pay up, is only to pay up the fee the dinei achayv. So of course, if shvita comes, since shvita is b'shabbat is achayv, so the shvua is not doesn't apply anymore, and it's pashta that he's parted from his shvua also. So the chayv you have to explain that the havamina that shvias wouldn't be b'shabbat. Wouldn't take away the din of the chiyuv shvua would be that the shvias is meshamet achayiv is only when the chayiv is only you're only mechayiv to pay the chayiv dinei mamonis. But she eged a chayiv that has another reason why you're mechayiv to pay it. You're mechayiv to pay it also midinei ashvua. Then such a chayiv shvias wouldn't be meshamet and you'd be mechayiv to pay even midinei mamonis. Even the regular din of alva would still be kayim, not only the din shvua. And that's the chiddush that. The Gzeis HaKosev, that even a Shvua that has a Dvar, even a Shvua that has a, even a Chayiv that has a Shvua to it, even a Chayiv that has a Dvar, has another Mechayiv over here to pay up, even such a Chayiv, Shvita is Meshamet. Tzarechian. The Mishnah in Perek Ches brings down the Halachas of Arba Shomrim. And the Mishnah brings down a case where the Teveh is Teveh Heichad Shairi, and the Shomer Chinam answers that it's Ovad, it got lost. And he makes a shvua, and the edim ameye that he himself ate it, wasn't lost, he ate it. The halacha is, he's b'shalom as a keren. He pays the keren. The achroinim, a bother from this mishnah, is a kasha on the famous shittas HaRambam. Rambam, in Hilchos Geneva, in Perek Dalet, halacha yud, the Rambam is b'yasad a big chiddush. Rambam says, shomer shegodav rishusay, a shomer that he himself steals from his rishus. Got shegodav tle me, either he steals a tle, or he steals a cell from the kiss. The halacha is that he has a din of a ganev and he's chayiv kefel. And the Ravid is masig. Zeinai klum, Ravid writes. Ravid argues, he says that there's no such thing as a ganev becoming a ganev from his own rishus. And the Magen Mishnah explains the problem the Ravid has is that it's a first, not like the Rambam. The whole parsha of Toyin Tain is ganev is a first, not like the Rambam. That a Toyin Tain is ganev.
The halacha is he's only chayiv kefel if he's tain tainis gadiv and he makes a shvua. Then he's chayiv kefel. Feed a rabbi anytime a shemus steals. Feed a Rambam anytime a shemus steals. He has a din of a gadiv. So why does he need to make a shvua? He's tain tainis gadiv. He's taking it for himself. He tells the baal bayis that it got stolen and really it's sitting in his house. That itself should remain a gneiva. And that's the Ravid's taina on the Rambam. The Kesef Mishnah answers this question, and he says that no, it's not shver. The Rambam is only talking about a case where he was vokach tzas derech neva. By taina that is gadiv, the animal standing where it was till now. He didn't take it. He didn't make a mice over here to take it. And therefore, over there, you only become a gadiv. There's only a new parsha of gneiva with a new chiddush of taina that is gadiv together with the shvua. Masha'ekein says the Kesef Mishnah, if the gadiv goes and makes a mice, he goes and takes it for himself, then the enemy could become a gadiv even without any tain tainis gadiv, even without a shvur. That alone that you took it for yourself, that can make you into a gadiv. The Chabishta asks on this teretz, that's a word earlier on in the Rambam, that if a gadiv, if a shomer goes and a shechts an animal, the halacha is you don't become a gadiv, you're not chayiv kefil on such a thing. Ask the Chabishta that lafida ketzef mishnah, that as long as you made a mice, as long as you made a mice to take it for yourself, the halacha is that you're chayiv, so why would you be chayiv kefil when you teveach, when you shecht the animal of the Bafkid's animal? Why is the shomer not become a gadiv when he shechts a pekadin? The Biches Chinuch in Mitzvah Nun Dalet and Ois Tesvav answers that for a gnevi you need a maisa kinyan. He says the Lachamishna's cash is not shver, but in the case of the Lachamishna, you just shechted the animal. That's not a maisa kinyan. Then what the Ketzav Mishna means, that you have to pick up the animal, you have to make a maisa kinyan. We know for a gneva to become a gadiv, you need a maisa kinyan. So says the Biches Chinuch, the question is, the Kash of Lechabish is answered by Pshitos. The case of the Rambam where the Lechabish is bringing is only when you shech, but when you pick up the animal and you make a Maisa Kinyan, Lo'ilim, you can become a Ganiv, and Lo'ilim, you can be Chayiv Kefel. As our Gadol on our Mishnah, our Gadol on Mishnais over here, on our Mishnah, he asks that Lechar, that's very good when you shech, but our Mishnah is talking about when you eat it. Our Mishnah says that someone was a Shomer, and he was Toyin Tainis Avad, and Edom came in and said that he himself ate it. Says to our God, in order to eat something, it's a vor, in Ksubas Daf Lamed, you need to make a Maisa Kinyan, you have to pick it up, put it in your mouth. Automatically, by eating something, you make a Maisa Kinyan. So therefore, ask our God, why in a Chanabi, by Tvicha, the Michas Chiduch's right, there's no Maisa Kinyan, but when you eat something, you're making a Maisa Kinyan, and our Mishnah is a vor that even when you eat it, you're not Chayiv Kefal. So our Mishnah that says that a Shoyman that goes and eats an animal still only pays Karen, is the Chayiv a clear right, not like the Rambam Shita. It's clear right to the Ravid Shita that a Shomer cannot become a gadiv since it's in your own Rishus, since it's already in your Rishus. The fact that you took it doesn't have a din of a Lekicha of a Geneva because it's anyhow in your Rishus. And therefore the Chayiv asked our Gadol, there's a Mefurash Mishnah over here in Shavuos, the Loike Shita is our Rambam. So our Gadol says the only Eitzit to say is that our Mishnah is talking about that he didn't eat it, but Sinah. He ate it before Hesi in front of everyone. Everyone knew that he's taking the Mafkin's animal, he's taking this Pekadin and eating it. So he's a Gazlan. A Gadiv has to be something. He has to be Metamri Me'inchi. Has to do it secretly. Someone that steals before Hesio is not a Gadiv. So therefore says the our God, maybe we can madchik our Mishnah. It's talking about a case where he did it before Hesio. There's another Teretz in the Achronim, the Divrei Mishpat, the Sivan Shinun Beis, and the Imrei Moshe, we'll see later on, a different mouth from the Imrei Moshe, but the Imrei Moshe is beside the first to say this Teretz, that the story of our Mishnah is talking about that he was first Toyin Tainis Ovad. And then Edom came in and they said that he saw him eating it. The eating was only after he was Toyin Tainis Avad. And therefore, says the Divrei Mishpat, once he already became a Gazlin, once he's Kefir B'Pekadin and he says that it got lost, he becomes a Gazlin on the Pekadin. And the Klal is that when you steal from a Ganiv, you're not Chayiv Kefil. You can't become Chayiv Kefil when you steal from a Ganiv. And they say, Koshkim, when you steal from when you're the Ganiv. Once you're the Ganiv, and then you go ahead and eat it, you're not Chayiv Kefel. See the sugyas of Gainav and Aganiv and Meruba. But Kapana, that's what they want to say. That's the reason over here why you're not Chayiv Kefel. Because you're a Gainav and Aganiv. And therefore, there's no Raya in a case where the whole Geneva was made by Deid Achiva. If you were never Toyin Tainis Avad, like the story in the Rambam, and Elchis Geneva Perak Dalid, over there, Lo'ilam, says the Divrei Mishpat, says the Imrei Moshe, Lo'ilam, over there, you could be Chayiv Kefel. Now, there's a whole new Mahalach in the Rambam. The Imrei Moshe is Marchiv on it in Simen Lam and Hey. But the Arsameach over here on this Rambam in Perek Dad Alocha Yud, he already says this Yisoid. The Imrei Moshe has problems with the way the Arsameach says it. So I'm just going to say over how the Imrei Moshe says it, but the Etzem Mahalach says in Arsameach, he has a tzad that maybe even this is what the Kesef Mishnah means. He says, if you bedayik in the Lashon HaRambam, the Rambam doesn't say that a Shemesh Alokach HaBahim Ala Atzmei. The Rambam says a specific case.
The Rambam says that a shomer that was gonna tlem me a eder, sell me a kiss. Says the Arsamech, the story was that a person gave him a kiss, he gave him a wallet with a lot of coins in it. Now he took out one coin. The mafkid will never ever know that he was missing a coin. He doesn't know exactly how many coins were in his kiss. So therefore, he'll never be mashbiah him. He'll come back to take his kiss. He'll give him back his kiss. And he'll never hear about it again. Says Arsamech, that's a gneva. Masha'in Cain, when a mafkid goes, that is mafkid a behemoth to a shomer. And so now the fact that the shomer takes the behemoth for himself, he does that and that. We don't look at that as a gneva, because as far as the mafkid assumes, he's still holding it for him, b'tayrus shmira. The only time where this gneva is going to be a gneva, where we would look at it like he's taking it for himself, is if he tells the shomer that I don't have it anymore. I'm sorry. He takes it for himself, and he tells the shomer I don't have b'chlal this behemah anymore. So the gneva is only nishlam with the fact that he's kofer in the behemah. Kol zman he's not kofer in the behemah. The mafkin knows exactly where his behemah is. It's sitting in the shomer's house. Who cares if the shomer schlepped it from one side of his yard to the other side of the yard? The Eidacharami is a maisa kidding to make a gneva here, but it's only nishlam with the fact that I'm going and telling the mafkin that I don't have your behemah anymore. That is mashlam, the fact that I'm taking it for myself. Till I do that, till I go and tell send the mafkin away, the mafkin knows exactly the behemah is sitting in my rishos and I'm holding it for him. It was there for him and nothing happened yet until I go and I'm kofer and I'm Kreif and I say, I don't have your behemah anymore. Then that makes it into a gneva. And since I have to be mashlim, the gneva with the kfira, so then the Torah gave certain dinim, that dafka with the Torah is ganiv, dafka with the shvua, then I become a ganiv. Masha'ikin in the case of the Rambam, where the gneva is done like a regular gneva, it's not done with the kfira. The kfira, I don't need to be kreifer in this case. The Baal Dover will never ever know, the Teveah will never ever know that I took it. I don't need to go ahead and tell him, oh, I don't have your plan anymore. Because he's never going to know, I can do that without it. That's a gneva. Masha'ege, when I need to be kofer, so then the gneva is only nishlam with the kfira, then the halacha is you need to have dafka shvu with the Torah Tain is gone. So if he said, our mission is not shver, our godless kash is not shver in the Rambam. Of course, over here, when you achle, you're not chayv, you're not a ganev, you don't have a gneva. The whole Rambam is only in a case where he took it secretly, where the mafkas never know that he took it. Just to make a sikkum, the Rambam is b'chadash adin that a shomer could become a ganav b'shusai, and the Ravitz Choylek and the Magbish is Mazur, because we see that you need dafka tain tain eskadav with a shvua. It's before that a regular shomer, the fact that he made a gneva in his own rishus doesn't have a din of a gneva. And the Ketzibish says, no, it's cholok if you did a meiser or not. The Chamishna asked from Tvicha, l'chayra, every Tvicha before you don't have a din ganav, I did a Tvicha. We said the Mechaz Chinuch said that Tvicha is not a meiser kin, you need dafka meiser kin. The kasha that remains is the Ar Mishnah. Esther Gadol Ar Mishnah is before that even though you ate it, which is L'chayra has to be a Maisa Kinyan, still the Halacha is the only Chayiv Karen. So we said three terutz. We said a teretz that Ar Gadol says that Kvibatchik that Ar Mishnah is talking about Dafka, that you did it before Hesia, which you don't have a Digneva. We said a teretz for the Divrei Mishpat that Ar Mishnah is talking about you ate it only after you already made you already became a Gazlan in it because you already turned into an Avad. And we said a teretz from the Imre Moshe, I'll be the Mahalach of the Ar Sameach, that the whole Rambam is not talking about every case. The Rambam is only talking about a certain case where I stole it in O'ifin, where the Teveah, where the Mafkid will never ever know that I took his plet from the Eder. But in a regular case of a Shomer, over there, that's not a Gneva. The fact that I just took it from one side of my field to the other is not a Gneva until I go and I'm Kofer, and I tell the Teveah, I tell the Mafkid that I'm not giving back his Behemah, I don't have his Behemah anymore. And therefore, over there, that's what exists the custom of Toyin Tainis Ganev is, that you need Dafka Toyin Tainis Ganev, and a Shua, and that's why in Ar Mishnah, since Ar Mishnah also is the regular case of a Shomer, and you have to be Kofer, the halacha is that you don't have a Diganev and you only Chayiv Keren. The Mishnah goes on to another case. The case of Toyin Tainis Ganev. What happens if a Shomer Chinev Toyin Tainis Ganev? So the Mishnah says that if Edim come, the halacha is you pay Tashlume Kefal. Masha Ein Kein, Hoide Me Atzboi, Yimshalim Kerem Chayush Vashom. When you made it by yourself, the halacha is, then you don't pay kefal, you pay karen chaymish va'asham. Rashi's mazbe, Rashi over here in the Mishnah explains, why, when the person's moide, does he not pay kefal? Rashi says, hoide ba'atzim shav karen chaymish va'asham, ava kefal loy, the moide beknasu, the reason why when someone's moide, that he stole, that he really, there really wasn't a gneva, and he was just lying, the reason why he only pays karen, it doesn't pay kefal, is because of the Torah moide beknas. And there's a brisa on Daf Lamed Zayin and Beis, which also discusses a similar halacha. The Gemara on Lamed Zayin and Beis brings a brisa, and the brisa uses a drop different lashon in our Mishnah. The brisa writes
that also talk about a Tain is Ganif, and he's Nishba, and then he's Boidim, and Edim come. So the Bryce says as follows: Im Adshloi Bo Edim Hoida, if he was Boidim before Edim came, he pays Bishalom Karim Chayim Shvashim. If the Edom came before Zayda, then you pay Kefa. It's Bashba and the Brisa. So that what happens if he first was Moedah, then Edom came? The halacha is that he doesn't pay Kefa. So the Ritva over there on the Brisa, on the Flam Zayinah Bey speaks out that this Brisa is beforeish, that Moedah be Knas, the Achakach Bo Edom is Potter. Since before over here it's talking about a person was Moedah, then Edom came. And Aval Pekin it says, you only pay Karim Chayim Shvashim. So it says the Ritva, it's going to feed him on the Omar, that Moedah be Knas, the Achakach Bo Edom is still Potter. And Achrayim are bothered by this, because there's a whole sugi Baba Kamo about this Nisa. What's it do with Moedim Knas V'Achakach Bo Edim? Why did the Gemara, the Achrayim are bothered, why did the Gemara bring from this Mishnah, from this Braisa? The Ritva is saying clearly, it's going to feed him on the Omer. The Ritva is right. There's a clear raya that Moedim Knas V'Achakach Bo Edim is Potter. So the Achrayim say that maybe we could say that the reason why someone that's Moedim over here is not Potter, is Potter for a different reason. Not because of the din of Moedim Knas, like Rashi says in our Mishnah. Maybe there's another reason over here why he should be Potter. The Chazon Ish, in Baba Kama, in Simuchof, Oysian Aleph, he says that there's a klal, in Meruba, it's before, there's an idea of Chazor Karen the Bailim. If the God of returns the Karen to the Bailim before the Edom come in, the halacha is that he's not chayiv kefel, chazer karen lebailim. So says the Chazon Ish, even though normally to be chazer karen lebailim, it doesn't help ha'idah. You have to give it back to the bailim. But says the Chazon Ish that it could be over here, it's different. So over here, he didn't really steal it. He didn't make a maisig neva. He was a toyin tainis ganif. So says the Chazon Ish a chiddush, that even though by a regular geneva, in order to be chazer karen lebailim, the halacha is, you have to go and give back the behemoth mamash to the bailim. That's only when the geneva was done. Idea maisa, idea that the fact that you took the behemoth into your rishos. So then the chazuk on the bailim is that you have to go give it back to his rishos. Masha Ingin says the Chazon Ish, in a case where the whole geneva was the toyin tainis ganim, that I told you that it was stolen and I was kofer in your tvia, and I told you that no, it was stolen and I'm not giving it back to you because it was stolen. Then says the Chazon Ish, it could be that the chazuk on the bailim would be enough just to say that I lied and it's really in my rishos. And I'm going to give it back to you. That maybe is a chazorah on the geneva of Toyin Tainis Ganav. And therefore says the Chazon Ish, could be that the Pshat in our Mishnah, the reason why you potter, when you're moideh, in the Hechatims of Toyin Tainis Ganav, is not only because of moideh b'knas, like Rashi says, it could be for another reason, for chazor karen lebailim. And therefore says the Chazon Ish, there wouldn't be any riot from the Braisa, the Flam Zayinim and Beis, like Abed did a moideh b'knas v'achkach bo edim. Because over here, the reason why you potter is not only as moideh b'knas, the reason why you potter over here is out the din of chazor karen lebailim. And the Ar Sameach, in Hilchos Geneva, Perek Dad, Alok HaZayin, he learns up in the Rambam, Al Pi Yasugya, Daf Kuf Chesem and Alf, in Baba Kamo, that there's another halacha. The halacha is that if someone's Toyin Tainis Ganav and Edom come in, so halacha is, if he's some Tanoim, he's not chayiv, even if he afterwards goes and is Moideh, he's not chayiv a chaymish. Why not? Says the Gemara, because the whole thing chaymish is only when you don't have kefel. Once you have kefel, it's not mamon achayzul l'roish, it's not mamon that only gives back to Karen. The halacha is the kefel pastors the chaymish. Says the Ar Sameach that the Rambam holds that who had in the other way, chaymish patters the kefel. And therefore says there's a meach, we can learn a new pshat in this Mishnah. The reason why when someone's moideh, the halacha is he's potter from kefel is because it's a chiyuv chaymish. And the chiyuv chaymish potters the kefel. And therefore says there's a meach, there's no raya to the klal of moideh b'knas v'achach bo edim potter. The reason why the price of the flam zayinu and base says you're potter is not because of moideh b'knas. The reason why you're potter from kefel is because you're chayv chaymish. And since you're chayv chaymish, the chaymish potters the kefel. So it comes out that we have three reasons in our Mishnah why the halacha is that you're not chayiv, when someone's moideh is not chayiv kefil. We have Rashi's reason, moideh b'knas, which we said is a little shver, because what happens when Edom come in afterwards? L'chayiv, the imkeh will be telling the machlekes, moideh b'knas v'achbo Edom and not, and the Gemara doesn't bring this price on the flam and zayin and beis as a raya. So we said two more svaras. We said a svar for the Chazon Ish that it could be a chazor karen on the bailim, but we said for the Ar Sameach that there's a din, he learns in the Rishitas HaRambam, that the Chaymish patters the Kefil. The reason why he patters from Kefil is not only out of Moedah B'Knas, but because the Chaymish patters the Kefil. The Gemara on Amud Beis discusses who's the Tan of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that there's four Shomrim, and the Mishnah is before that a Seicher has a din of a Shomer Sachar, that a Seicher has a Halacha, that he's patter on Oynes, and he's chayiv agreba va'aveda like a shei b'sachar. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba Bar Avua Reb Meir hi. And the Gemara says that Rabba Bar Avua holds, that a Meir holds, Seicher is G'shem HaSachar. And the Gemara asks on this, Arba Havu, Shleisha Havu. Why are we saying there's four Shemim? There's only three Shemim. So the Gemara answers, Amar Machba Yitzchak, Arba Shemim. There's four different Shemim, but Dineim Shleisha. In the Chalam, there's only three Dinei Shemim. Seicher and Shem HaSachar have the same Din. But Avu Pika, in the Mishnah, calls them four Shemim, but they're four different types of Shemim. The Rashi over here breaks down that there was a girsa in the Gemara, Ihachi. That the Gemara's kasha was, Ihachi, if you're going to come and tell me that the Mishnah is going like your mayor, that Seichus Geshem is Sachar, then it's Shver, then there's a kasha, Arba Havu Shleisha Havu. And Rashi says that has nothing to do. There's no Ihachi, there's no kasha Ihachi. This question is a standing question on the Mishnah. Either a Seichus like Geshem is Sachar, or a Seichus like Geshem is Chinam, it makes no difference. There's a question that there's only three Dinei Shem. And therefore Rashi is Meichik the girsa Ihachi. If you look at Taisus above Matzia, Daf Tzadi Gimel, where the Gemara has the same Shaka Vataria on the Mishnah over there, Taisus says that we are going to see Taisus had the Girsa Yahachi, and Taisus says the Derech of the Shas sometimes to write Yahachi, even though it's not really a Tzli, it's not really totally in what we said earlier. Taisus Arash on Ar Sugya is Biyash of the Girsa of Yahachi. He says that till now we could have learned the Mishnah, one could have learned the Mishnah that there's four different Shaimrim. There's a Shem Echinam, a Shem Esachar, and a Shail. And a Seicher is a Machlaikis. The reason why the Mishnah counted it separately is because Seicher, there's two Shitas about it. It's not clearly a Shem Echinam, it's not clearly a Shem Esachar. It's Machlaikis, Remeir, and Reb Yehuda. But once we go ahead and say that the Mishnah's Remeir, the Mishnah's not a different Tana that's discussing Shitas Remeir and Reb Yehuda. So once it's Remeir, then it has the same din as a Shem Esachar. So then ask the Gemara, there's only three Dinei Shemrim. The Teres Chaim says another Yishuv. He says that if the Mishnah would have gone that Seicher is Geshem Echinam, then it would have been good. Because Seicher and Shem Echinam, even though they would have the same din, but they're two opposite types of Shemrim. A Shem Echinam, the Shem Echinam is not getting any Ana. Shem Echinam is not getting anything. Masha'ikin, a Seicher is getting Ana. The reason why Seicher has a din of Shem Echinam, the man, the armor holds it to Shem Echinam, is because he's also giving Ana, he's also paying for it. So it's a whole different Indian. A Seicher is very different than a Shem Echinam. If we hold Seicher as a din like a Shem HaSachar, a Seicher and a Shem HaSachar is equal. They're both getting Anah and giving Anah. And therefore, says the Teres Chaim, that had the Mishnah gone that Seicher is Geshem HaChidam, then we would understand that there's four different Shemim. The Kash of the Gemara is only if Seicher is Geshem HaSachar, but since the Seicher and Shem HaSachar are so similar, their lumness is the same. They're both getting Anah and giving Anah. So therefore, the Gemara Kasha, Ihachi, that should be only three, we should speak out only three Shemim. And it's a Chassam Sefer and Bamatziah Daf Tzadi Gibel that has a pshat in the Ihachi. He says that the Achrein Madan, he's referring to a Mishnah Melech and Hilchas Schir, his Parakut Halacha Aleph, he's going on a Sugya in Bamatziah Daf Tzadi Gibel where the Gemara over there discusses what's the deal with the Shem HaSachar. If he watches regular Kida'ili Inchi, he goes and he leaves the animals alone and he goes into the city. When the Derech of people is to go in, he does normally how people, that's the way people watch their own things. He does normally regular. The Gemara has a nidun over there. If your chayiv is a Shem HaSachar chayiv, if it gets stolen in such a case. And the Gemara over there says a svara that the Amorayim that hold, the Gemara brings a machlokes there. Amorayim that hold the chayiv, they hold the hachi. That's why I gave you. I paid you for this. I paid you to watch. When I pay you to watch, then you have to watch even in this eifin. You can't just follow the midrig of the regular oilam. You have to watch more. You have to make a bigger shmira than a regular shmira. And the Gemara's svara is because I paid you for it. So the Achrayim Adan, Mishmalch Pik, there are Marshach, that's only by regular Shem HaSachar. What's the halacha with the Shemer Aveda? Shemer Aveda has a din of Shemer HaSachar, if you want Amayra, because he gets Anah, because he's potter from giving stock to Aniyam while he's being Isaac in the Aveda. Says the Marshach, that's not a svar why you should have to watch extra Shemira. No one paid him. So it's only when someone pays Mamish, a Mamish of Shemer HaSachar. Mashach in the Shemer Aveda says the Marshach, that doesn't have this new Maila that you mechuyev to watch, even Be'idna Da'ili Inchi. And that's only by a regular Shem HaSachar, not by a Shem HaAveda. The Mishnah Malach Tzchoylik, the Ktzeis HaChoshen, and Tzibin Ayah Beis Gaten Hay, and Kivega over there on the Gilyan and the Shapsi Frankel Rambams on the side of the Mishnah Malach, the Machiach from a Toisvis and Hakoinis and Daftun Zion, not like the Marashach. But a Kapodim says the Chassam Sefer is a big need, and what's to do with the Shem HaAveda? Says the Chassam Sefer, what's to do with a Sachar? A Sachar also, we should have the same Svara. A Sachar also, no one paid him. No one paid him to watch. In a Hanami, he has to watch because he's a Tzacher. He's not a Shemachinam. He's getting enough from the Chayfetz. But no one paid him to watch. So maybe over there says the Chassam Sefer, one could understand that he shouldn't have this new Chiv to watch extra Shmira, even in the Daily Inch, even when times when people go into the city and they leave the animals, he's still Mechiv to watch. Who said a Tzacher has that Shmira? So therefore says the Chassam Sefer, learning the Mishnah alone would have been fine. We would have learned this 4 different Shemim. There's a Shoyel, Shoyem Echinam. There's a Shoyem Sachar that has a big Chumrah that he has to watch even in the Daily Inchi. And there's a Sachar that even though he's Chayiv Agreim Va'aveda, but he's not, on these cases he'll be Potter. But in the Daily Inchi he'll be Potter because no one paid him to watch. Says Chassam Sefer, but once we bring this Braisa, that Seicher Ketzer B'Shalem, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, K'noisei Sachar, he's like K'noisei Sachar, which means Mashmi has all Dinim of K'noisei Sachar. So then it's before, like not like the Marshach, that even any time you have a din of a shemir sachar, automatically you have this halacha of in the that you have to watch a shemir meula, even be in the daily inchi. So it's mamish the seicher and the shemir sachar, the exact same din. Ihachi asks the Gemara, if so, it's shver that they're only shleisha. And on that, Rav Nachman Yitzchak answers that no, there's 4 shemirim ein echrami dinei ma shleisha, but there's 4 separate types of shemir.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Mara Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.